We are going to continue the hour by talking about an exciting event that's coming up later on this month in Chapel Hill to celebrate two great local organizations, if I do say so myself, as they both turned 70 years old this year. Founded back in 1953, of course, 97.9 The Hill WCHL. We've been talking about that all year long. Also founded back in 1953 and celebrating its 70th anniversary is Chapel Hill Tire, now with 11 different locations around the area, and we're going to be celebrating those two respective 70th birthdays later on this month. We're joined here in the studio by Mark Pons, who's the president of Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. ChapelHillTire.com is their website, and our own Kenny Dyke, who's the program manager at here at 97.9 The Hill WCHL. Mark, Kenny, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So tell us what's happening at the end of the month.
So we are having a celebration to celebrate these great Chapel Hill institutions' 70th birthday. The party is going to be where Graham Street and Rosemary are between Franklin Street. And we're really excited to have just a community celebration and invite everybody out.
It's going to be called Tires and Tunes, the 70th birthday bash, a Chapel Hill celebration at Midway, which is going to be from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 26th, shutting down Graham Street, right? We're going to be opening the road to everyone.
Yeah, so we're going to shut down the portion of North Graham Street in the Midway area between Franklin and the Baxter Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a party that we want the whole community to be able to come out and support. And we've got a really kind of interesting story on how this came together. I guess it was almost about a year ago, we had just kind of realized that, hey, it's WCHL's 70th anniversary coming up.
Yep.
let's think about how we want to...
What are we going to do?
Yeah, and then Mark, who's a great partner of ours here at the station for a long time, reached out and told us that Chapel Hill Tire was also founded in 1953. And that's kind of incredible if you think about 1953 Chapel Hill... Chapel Hill Tire starts,
right.
WCHL starts. Here we are 70 years later in the same room continuing to work together.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't want to
put businesses in Chapel Hill that opened in like 1983 that
right.
are considered like long standing traditions. Go even further back to 1953. Like that's a legacy.
So I want to ask, without putting Mark on the spot, I want to ask you, what do you know from your family's history about the opening of the location in 1953?
So in 1953, it was not in the Pons family. Mm-hmm. It was a local entrepreneur named Cyan Jennings who,
name,
founded, and he was apparently a great guy. I remember in his elder years, my dad would still always go visit Mr. Jennings mm-hmm. and just check on him. And I think he was a wonderful man. Cyan Jennings was also, this is funny, you know, president of the Chapel Carver Chamber of Commerce at some point in the 50s.
Right, right.
And when I was president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and Aaron and I were looking at some sort of history books and saying, oh, wow, look at that. That's pretty neat, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're just so fortunate to be a part of this community for this long and to be able to partner with WCHL as part of this is really, you know, it's really a great thing.
And of course, WCHL started in 1953 too, and we've been able to dig into some of the history of our station in the last year that we've been celebrating.
Yeah, we're here in our fourth studio location in town, and I'm not going to confirm this, but possibly our fourth morning show host.
Approximately that, yeah.
Approximately that. I love that Chapel Hill Tire has Chapel Hill in the name,
mm-hmm.
and WCHL, people may not think we have Chapel Hill in the name,
it's
but
the CHL.
When it was originated, it was where Chapel Hill listens.
Yep.
So we are going to take credit for having Chapel Hill in our name. So Mark reached out about doing let's do a party for the town. Let's do a party for Chapel Hill.
Yep.
And yes, it's about celebrating Chapel Hill Tire and WCHL in our 70 years here, but it's also kind of a thank you to the community for being able to support our businesses over these 70 years. And so this has come together with this event that's happening on August 26th.
Nice.
And we can talk a little more details about what's going to happen.
Yeah, what is it going to be like? We're speaking with Mark Pons of Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care, Kenny Dyke, of course, radio broadcast and program manager here at 97.9 The Hill WCHL. We're talking about Tires and Tunes, the 70th birthday bash, a Chapel Hill celebration at Midway. Mark your calendars for Saturday, August 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. Everyone's invited to Graham Street downtown for a big celebration. What's it going to entail?
Free and open to the public from 2 to 6. We're going to have some live music. We've got two great bands lined up. Friends of the station will know Jesse Fox, who just packed out the Cradle this past weekend.
Yep.
And the Shoaldiggers, who are an amazing act out of Hillsboro, and they throw they're a wonderful band to have at a party, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
They'll be playing. Mark will have some show cars on display with a car club that's joining us so people can check out. We're going to have the Midway Market, which is an arts and crafts market that operates on Midway. All of the businesses in that area will be open and running specials. So if it's hot and you want to go into the Baxter and play some video games, go for it. Check out the shops. Check out the restaurants. We're going to have Al's Burger Shack. Not only will they be open in store, but they'll be selling in multiple locations throughout the party.
Nice.
Same with IP3.
Nice.
But we also encourage you to visit many of the other great restaurants in the area and bring your food over. We're going to have beverages. It's just going to be a fun time for the community from 2 to 6 p.m. on August 26th. And a great thing is, in the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership we've been working with, and they've kind of really embraced this. The town leadership as well. We've received a really nice note from town manager Chris Blue about this event. And we want to see it also as an opportunity for people to come out and support all those businesses on West Franklin Street at this time of need. Yeah.
Again, later on this month, Saturday, August 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. on Graham Street right there at Midway in the western part of downtown Chapel Hill. Speaking with Kenny Dyke and Mark Pons, and as we wrap up, Mark, I'll give you the last word. What else should folks know about Chapel Hill Tire's 70th anniversary?
Well, this is going to be a great opportunity to honor the past and to celebrate in the present and look to the future this great community and what a pleasure it is to partner with CHL and how fortunate just and grateful we are to be a part of this community, woven in this community for 70 years. It's really a great honor.
ChapelHillTire.com for more on Chapel Hill Tire. ChapelBurrow.com, of course, our website for more on our station. Both celebrating 70 years in business this year. And again, the Tires and Tunes Birthday Bash, a Chapel Hill celebration at Midway, will be Saturday, August 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars. We look forward to seeing y'all out there. Great food, great stores, great businesses. A lot of great fun looking back at some amazing history, fantastic music from Jesse Fox and the Shoaldiggers, and a whole lot more. Mark Pons, Kenny Dyke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.